technically comes to us through Kevin, although he is all of our friends. He opened up for us last night in an improv group. It was really tremendous. Yeah. Also, it's possible he thinks that he hosted the first Your Stories before it was a podcast, before I was in the group. I don't know. I don't know the history of that. There's no audio. Kevin says, yeah. All right. There's no audio record, so it's not real to me. But I believe you. Eric Roth! Yeah.
Hi, everyone. So we're gonna get, real fucking into it right now. This is less a story, and it's more about, sort of the normalization of nerd culture, and kind of where we are as a society with Marvel sort of being so big and people kind of, normal people cosplaying and that sort of, whoa, weird. And I wanna talk about it in terms of, 2001 to 2005 as being an important... Is somebody... Am I getting heckling for talking about normal people cosplaying?
Whoops.
So 2001 to 2005 being very important, because that's when I was in high school, and I want to make, a really unsubstantiated statement, which is that 2004 is the year that nerd broke, and I want to talk about that, within the context of punk rock and, what punk rock was in 2001 to 2005 and why that was important to me as being, a kid in Chicago as, a 13 to 14-year-old going into high school. I was this chubby, math nerd with a beautiful tenor voice. who could do a backflip because I'd been raised a gymnast. It's just what's up. That's what happens in Chicago. It's you got to do a backflip or you're doing drugs. And actually that's what this is sort of about, is about wanting to be cool as a 13-year-old, and about how punk rock meant that feeling for me. And I'm not really talking about, obviously I got to punk rock had existed for a quarter of a century by that point. And I got to it from, being in third grade and really loving Green Day. And then Blink-182 and The Offspring sort of appearing, and that leading to Epitaph and then finding NoFX and Rancid, and then to The Germs and X and Bad Brains and Bad Religion. Bad Brains, Bad Religion. and Minor Threat and then sort of what punk rock was at 2001, which was Sum 41 and Sum 41 doing that Damned cover on that album, right? Anyone get that? Yeah. And we're nobody who would listen to Sum 41 was listening to the Damned, so they were I guess so this is a tiny history of what it means to be cool and to go from this kind of nerdy kid that I was, who started smoking weed and started drinking and got into this really, really great public high school, which was a magnet school. And my my math teacher was this fucking MIT, University of Chicago, power genius nerd fucking, gah, right? This dude is ah, right? 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 That's what we're all into that, right? We became really close because he also liked punk rock, and we both shared Double Nickels on the Dime as our favorite album, The Minutemen, the double LP that they released, and because I had a cool uncle, I got to listen to it. And it's such this in 2001, that's kind of a deep cut, because what it allowed me to do was try to balance out in my head this fucking super nerd kind of thing, and then this, like, no, I want to fucking be breaking bottles in the alley and, like, get arrested. And I was going to, like, DIY shows, and, like, I went to a, you know, like, gravy train one night, and, like, dude's rubbing his asshole and dick in my face. And then, like, the next, I'm getting up at 8 in the morning to go do a math competition. And just, like, fucking crushing it. And this person, as being a very important person in trying to remedy these two situations. And so while I get cynical about... Oh, and so 2004 is important, right? Because that's when Spider-Man 2 comes out and Wolverine 2 comes out. And I think it wasn't just comic book movies being successful that was important, but the sequels to comic book movies being successful. Because the sequel to... like, that's what comic books are all about, and that's sort of where we've gotten with Marvel franchises. And things that I think are pretty fucked up. Like, I think it's pretty fucked up that superhero movies are cultural sort of, like, boom, because it's about, like, beating people up to achieve solutions. And when you're, like, a fucking 13-year-old pimply, like, you know, like, I'm a punk rock, like, you know, like, that's, like, you know, understandable. But when it's, like, your national, like, hero is, like, we beat you up to solve your problems. It's fucked. It's fucked. Oh, okay, so the question was, this is the big question. It's like, what does it take to walk across the stage in 2005 to pick up the first place trophy for the state math competition in the 2A division? And we had decided, me and this math teacher decided my freshman year, that it was like a mohawk with the highest frequency of color, or can walk, stand on their hands long enough. And so by 2005, I had a mohawk, like, we, like, fucking Bic razored a mohawk after doing individuals, which I bombed. I bombed the shit out of that last math competition. Like, I had no right, like, walking up on stage and picking up that trophy, but, like, we Bic razored a mohawk on, and I could do a handstand. So, it's... I guess what I'm saying is that, so 2005, after Nerd broke in 2004, you know, like, what does it mean for us now? Right? Like, because we could totally be cynical about the culture and where it's gone, but, like, we all needed that moment of being, like, a nerd, you know, power freak, right? And getting to this point where, like, we sort of watch this thing validated, but not validated in the way that we wanted to be validated, in the way that punk rock saw itself in the 90s with Nirvana, and even before that, like, in the 80s with, like, R.E.M. and U2. And so, like, to feel like this culture that's being co-opted and in a very terrible, violent, it's getting less misogynistic, but I think the nationalist politics and the race politics of it are just, like, they took the worst things about comic books, and that's, like, what is the big thing right now. But, like, fuck, man, we needed that, and we needed to be able to be the people that were, like, nah, like, I go and I fucking, like, you know, I go to the shows that have blood all over the floor because we're smashing into each other, but I also, like, you know, get derivatives, like, I get... so I guess that's all, I'm just like, I don't have any more than that, but that's, like...
I could talk about superhero movies and culture all night. I sometimes write academic papers about that shit. So, Eric, let's talk later. I'm currently working on a paper about the use of the soundtrack in Transformers the movie 1986. P.S. If anyone has any insights on that vis-a-vis heavy metal, the movie, I would love to talk to you. I know no one does, but I'm just throwing that out there. Oh, well, this guy does. All right, let's talk. Let's be friends.
You want to talk about heavy metal?
Yeah, I do. All right, we'll have to... We got three more speakers, and then you and me, buddy. We're gonna do it. All right.